This is Richard Turner, and this is an audio recording of the UEB punctuation reference sheet that I put together that's on my website, turner42.com. If you're following along with the BRF or BRL file from the website, it says the name at the top, then dot locator is dots 4-6 followed by the full cell, all six dots. That's to help you figure out what dots are involved in each symbol. So the symbol will follow that. I've roughly alphabetized these. Ampersand is dot 4 followed by dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Apostrophe is dot 3. The asterisk or star is dot 5 followed by dots 3, 5. The at sign is dot 4 followed by dot 1. Boldface character is dots 4, 5 followed by dots 2, 3. Boldface word is dots 4, 5 followed by dot 2. The boldface passage beginning and end are beginning dots 4, 5 followed by dots 2, 3, 5, 6. Then at the end, dots 4, 5 followed by dot 3. The brackets opening and closing. The opening bracket is dots, and these are square brackets, dots 4, 6 followed by dots 1, 2, 6. Closing dots 4, 6 followed by dots 3, 4, 5. Bullet is dots 4, 5, 6 followed by dots 2, 5, 6. Capital letter is dot 6. Capital word is dot 6, dot 6. Doing a capitalized passage, beginning is 3 dot 6s, so dot 6, dot 6, dot 6. At the end of the capitalized passage is dot 6 followed by dot 3. Colon is still dots 2, 5. Comma, still dot 2. Copyright symbol, dots 4, 5 followed by the letter C, dots 1, 4. The dash is dot 6 followed by dots 3, 6. A long dash is dot 5 followed by dot 6 followed by dots 3, 6. Degrees symbol is dots 4, 5 followed by dots 3, 5, 6. Divided by is dot 5 followed by dots 3, 4. Dollar sign is dot 4 followed by an S, dots 2, 3, 4. The ellipsis is 3 periods, so dots 2, 5, 6, dots 2, 5, 6, dot 2, 5, 6. The equal sign is dot 5 followed by dots 2, 3, 5, 6. Exclamation mark is the same, dots 2, 3, 5. Fraction, the fraction line is just dots 3, 4. Grade 1 character is dots 5, 6. Grade 1 word is dots 5, 6 followed by dot 5, 6. And a grade 1 passage beginning and end. Beginning is dots 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6. So three times. The ending of a grade one passage is dots 5-6 followed by dot 3. Hyphen is still dots 3-6. Italicized character is dot 4-6 followed by dots 2-3. An italicized word is dots 4-6 followed by dot 2. An italicized passage, beginning and end, beginning 4-6 followed by dots 2-3-5-6, end dots 4-6 followed by dot 3. Minus is dot 5 followed by dots 3-6. Numeric indicator is what you used to think of as the number sign. Is dots 3, 4, 5, 6. Parentheses, opening and closing. Opening is dot 5 followed by dots 1, 2, 6. Closing dot 5 followed by 3, 4, 5. Percent symbol dot 4, 6 followed by dots 3, 5, 6. Period or decimal point is dots 2, 5, 6. The print number sign, or otherwise known as hashtag, is dots 4, 5, 6 followed by dots 1, 4, 5, 6. Question mark is still dots 2, 3, 6. the quotes, opening and closing, are still dots 2, 3, 6 for opening, dots 3, 5, 6 for closing. A single quote, opening and closing, opening is dot 6 followed by dots 2, 3, 6, ending dot 5, no, sorry, dot 6 followed by dots 3, 5, 6. The registered sign is dots 4, 5 followed by R, 1, 2, 3, 5. Semicolon is still dots 2, 3. Slash is dots 4, 5, 6 followed by dots 3, 4. Trademark symbol or sign is 4, 5 followed by dots 2, 3, 4, 5, the letter T. The times or multiply by symbol is dot 5 followed by dots 2, 3, 6. The transcriber's note symbol, beginning and end, beginning is dot 4 followed by 4, 6 followed by 1, 2, 6. Ending transcriber's note is dot 4 followed by 4, 6 followed by 3, 4, 5. The underscore symbol is dots 4, 6 followed by dot 3, 6. Underline character is dots 4, 5, 6 followed by dots 2, 3. Underlined word is dots 4, 5, 6 followed by dot 5. Underlined passage, beginning and end, beginning 4, 5, 6 followed by dots 2, 3, 5, 6. End is dots 4, 5, 6 followed by dot 3. To explain about usage with the character, word, and passage. So there's several things for like boldface or italicized, capitalized, all those for individual words. And then for passages, the rule for passages is if you want to have all the words, say, in a title capitalized and the title is more than three words, you would use the capitalized passage symbol at the beginning and the end capitalization symbol at the end. And that's true with all those that have a character word and passage symbol. I think that's all that really needs extra explanation. I hope this has been helpful.